Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's been mentioned in Shobul Iman, volume 3, page number 384, hadith 3837. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha has now reported that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and said, this is the 15th night of Shaban al-Muazzam. Allah azza wa jal frees as many people from hell as the number of the hair on the goats of the tribe of Bani Kalb. But He azza wa jal does not cast merciful sight at the unbeliever, the malicious person, one who cuts off family ties, the one who dangles his clothes, a person who disobeys his parents, and a person who is habitual of drinking wine. Allahu Akbar. Me and you need to think that are we indulged in these kind of sin? May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower His mercy upon us. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to get the full blessing of this night. And may Allah Azza wa Jal save us from these kind of major sin. It's been mentioned in Shobul Iman, volume 3, page 381. Hadith 3830. Hazrat Sayyiduna Kathir bin Murrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the 15th of Shaban, Allah Azza wa Jal forgives everyone on earth except the one who associate partner with him and the one who has malice in his heart. Allahu Akbar. Jealousy, malice, these kind of major sins, they destroy your iman. Allah Azza wa Jal does not forget those people on this blessed night who have malice in their heart. We need to forgive each other and try to repent sincerely in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't keep jealousy in your heart. Don't keep malice in your heart. Clean your heart. Clean heart. Inshallah Azza wa Jal take you to the right path. Positive thinking brings positive result. Always think positive, and inshallah azza wa jal, you will get the positive outcome.